Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's Grits and the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and I am so thankful to be here worshiping together online for this 10th Sunday after Pentecost. We continue to work through our summer time and ordinary time in the lectionary, and I am thankful to be with you today. Let us come together in a posture of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's epistle lesson comes from the book of Ephesians. We're in the third chapter, the 14th to the 21st verses. Hear now the word of the Lord. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, for whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who, by the power at work within us, is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Let us come together now and speak of the things that we believe as Christians as we recite the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us come together in prayer. Dear Lord, we just come to you now humbled by these scriptures and stories that we will read and study today, that they show your awesome power and might, that they give comfort, that they help us to carry on, that they give us strength, that they give us hope when sometimes there is only a glimmer left. Dear Lord, we thank you for your perseverance in our times of weaknesses, that we may still and always have faith in you. Hear us now as we pray those words that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today's gospel lesson comes from the Gospel of John. We have moved from Mark over to John, and we are in chapter 6, verses 1 through 24. Hear now the word of the Lord. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said to this to test him, for he knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people? Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost. So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, this is indeed the prophet who has come into the world. When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew and again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, it is I. Do not be afraid. When they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? This beautiful message that my heart needed this week was given to me and to proclaim. Let those who hear it be just as touched as I was to receive it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. I love to cook. I'm not a great cook, but I do enjoy it. I don't cook a lot for crowds, so cooking big meals is not my forte. I cook a lot of breakfast for my classes at school. I like cooking breakfast. I love a themed dinner. Friday, I made one for the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. I make chili cheese dogs for the Little League World Series. I'm pretty sure I've confessed it here before, but please don't take my Southern girl card when I tell you I'm not a great baker. I butcher buttermilk biscuits. Yeast bread is not my friend. Exact measurements fall in the realm of Katie math and are not my favorite thing. But this past week, as I've been doing several brave things, I decided not to rely on the little doughboy for my crust. I decided I was going to find some courage and make my own dough. Were there precise measurements? Nope. Was the kitchen an absolute mess? Yep. Was I nervous when I wrapped the dough in plastic and put it in the fridge to set? You betcha. Did I wish the dough good luck when I did it? You know it. The book of John, as I'm sure you know, was written long after the other 3 Gospels. Kind of like a teaching manual for the early believers to use to spread the gospel and tell of the Savior that was Jesus. It's basically his greatest hits told in a nice package with the I am statements thrown in for good measure. This week's verses are 2 of the most well-known stories, kind of mashed up into one. It's as if Taylor Swift was using them in her Eras tour lineup. Jesus feeding the 5,000 and Jesus walking on water. Throw in the Ephesians text in Psalm 145 for good measure, and we have a full-blown concert of support and strength this week. Instead of girl power, we have God power. Psalm 145, 10 through 18 says this, "All your work shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all his ways and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, in truth." Power, mighty deeds, upholds all who are falling, satisfies the desire, just in all his ways, strengthen your inner being, power to comprehend. He knew what he was going to do. They saw Jesus walking on the sea. All of these things should give us not just peace that Jesus is powerful. All of these things should give us strength and courage. Life can be tough. Life is tough. But if we look to the examples of the many times that God and also his Son have come through and been that strength and support, we should have hope. There is always hope. We see it in these two famous stories of Jesus mashed up in John. When we need to be fed, when the people around us need to be fed, and we are not sure how we're going to make it happen, Jesus will always find a way. Jesus can take the smallest of things and multiply them into the greatest. If he can take 5 little loaves of bread and 2 fish, feed the multitudes with leftovers, what can he do with a little spark of hope and joy that I have? Some days, that's all there is. Some days it's easy to see how he can do great things because I have an abundance of resources to share. But where we really see his power and might is when there's only a little bit left. And he still multiplies it beyond our own understanding. Or like when we feel the storms of life will overtake us, when it is just overcast, we may not feel the danger, but Jesus is still there protecting us. When we really need him, when the storms are rocking the boat and there seems to be no end in sight, Jesus will not just calm the storms. He will walk out on the water to save us. He will do the impossible. He will make what seems to be an impossible situation easy to escape. He will do what is impossible for us to make sure that our lives are strengthened and we are upheld. What a mighty God we serve. I had doubts about my dough when I got it out of the refrigerator. It stuck to the rolling pin and came apart in sections. I talked to it lovingly and put it back together. I filled it with summer vegetables from Jaymore, including my beloved Silver Queen corn. I wished it well and put my galette, which is just a fancy word for a free-form tart, in the oven. I had lots of doubts about the structure of my dinner. When I end up with that new Arby's at the new Arby's around the corner later to make up for wasting good flour and water, I had self-doubt about many things. I'm working on those, including my cooking skills. I wonder if the little boy's mother had doubts about her ability to make good bread. What would have happened if she had not trusted her own self and made the 5 loaves that day for her son? The world may seem like it's crashing around us these days. It's really crashing within our own selves, within our own hearts. That is the worst to suffer through. And my baking skills are simple and a silly example of the things that we can do when we have strength of faith and are courageous because of the beliefs we have in Jesus. My galette turned out to be delicious. The dough was perfect. And if my silly little ball of dough just took, look, and if that happens with my silly little ball of dough, just look what Jesus did with those 5 silly little loaves and 2 fish. My dough fed just me. But it also gave me the courage to do other things with confidence. If I can do this, then certainly the next scary thing will be easier to conquer. I wonder what great things that little boy went on to accomplish. I wonder if he felt courageous and supported in all he did because he watched with his own eyes Jesus taking what little he had and turned it into something great. We know the disciples went on to do great things after Jesus walked on the water to come help them. How could they not go proclaim the good news if he was willing and able to do the impossible for them? It can be very easy to get discouraged in life and in faith. But all we have to do is look to Scripture. Look to the people who had a front row seat. Look to the stories and poetry of Scripture that have been helping people find strength and courage for thousands of years to find the inspiration and hope we need when the waters get rough, when we are hungry and need our souls to be fed. All we have to do is look to the words and deeds of God through His Son. All of this reminds me of that wartime poster from England, Keep Calm and Carry On. It's been changed and edited 1,000 different ways. I think this week I'm going to change it to Have Courage and Carry On. Our courage and faith can help us carry on through any storms life brings us. We just need to keep reminding ourselves of that very thing. I've been eating well this week. I've also been thinking about what else I can make with this dough that I'm perfecting. Because if I can make a simple, free-form dough taste that good, what else can I do if I'm brave enough? I can't wait to find out. Amen. This week, do the brave thing. Find the brave thing, no matter how small. Find the brave thing. And with the confidence of our faith, do the brave thing. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.